You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
It's today's Most Interesting Thing in Tech from Nicholas Thompson, Editor-in-Chief of Wired.
The most interesting thing in tech? There's a report that Samsung is going to stop building its Galaxy Note S. It's not going to make a new one. In fact, the data suggests that Samsung's high-end phones are declining in sales. Now, why would that be? At first blush, you might think the pandemic was great for phone sales. As everybody knows, we are now online all the time. But actually, high-end phones maybe aren't so useful during a pandemic. For one, the economy's taken a hit, so who wants to spend a ton of money on a new phone? Secondly, we're all at home. We're not mobile. Do we need mobile phones if we're not walking around? We're using our laptops more. Maybe we need our phones less. Third, maybe it's the marginal improvements of the high-end phones. How much more can you do with your current phone than you couldn't do with your last one? I know everybody talks about this with every phone release, that it's not as transcendent as the last one, but maybe that's true now. The camera's way better. Maybe they're LiDAR sensors or something cool, wireless charging. But the number of new things and improvements as each new phone edition comes out, maybe it's less. And then the last reason, maybe the most interesting, phones are partly status symbols. People get new phones because it looks cool to have the new phone out on the conference table when you're at a meeting or when you're walking around or wherever you are. But now we're just at home. Who cares? Status symbols don't matter. We're all wearing sweatpants and sweaters, and maybe it doesn't matter if we have a high-end phone if it's not super functional. Any case, story caught my eye and feels like the most interesting thing in tech. All right, see you tomorrow.
Get more great stories from Wired in our daily newsletter. Sign up at wired.com/daily.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.